This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasanah لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we have just entered into the Mubarak and blessed month of Rabiul Awal. Now Rabiul Awal is a month in which was the birth and the death of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no doubt that the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon humanity. And when the month of Rabiul Awal comes, automatically we tend to remember Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of these factors. Although we must emphasize that it is not something that we only keep confined to Rabiul Awal. To speak about our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at any time, at any given occasion, it is a means of sawab, it's a means of reward. Rabiul Awal ka mahina shuru ho chuka hai. Is mahine mein aapki viladat aur visal ki yakja hone ki wajah se hum aapki zindagi ke mukhtalif pehlu ke upar bayan karte hain. Aur ye yaad rakhna chahiye ki ye koi farz nahi hai ki isi mahine mein ho. Hamare nabi aur habib, Allah taala ke habib ke jab bhi zikr e khair ho, ye baise ajr aur baise barkat hai. Now today I want to speak on a very amazing aspect of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a leader. Now there is no doubt that every age has its peculiar challenges and priorities. Today one of the challenges of the age that we are living in is that of authority and leadership. People today complain about leaders, whether it be political leaders, whether it be community leaders, and may I dare say even religious leaders. And today the world is demanding better leadership. And the world is yearning for better leadership. The world is yearning for better leadership. And today when we talk about leadership, the moment we talk about leadership, today we think leadership is only government leadership or political leadership. No. Leadership is in every sphere, in every aspect of a community. There is leadership in the home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati." Each and every one of you is a leader. Each and every one of you has responsibility. The husband is the leader of the house. He will be asked about the people in his house. He will be asked about his children. He will be asked about his wife. He will be asked about the household. There is people who are in leadership because of financial standing. There are people who are in leadership because of social standing, because of religious standing. So leadership is not only tied to politics or to government. Everyone in some aspect or the other, he is a leader. And what does the leadership that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displayed, what, you know, great lessons does it give to us? Aaj hum bayan kar rahe hain Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam behaithiyat e qaid, behaithiyat e rehnuma, behaithiyat e leader. Hamare Pakistani hazrat jab Pakistan mein kehte hain qaid e azam, you know, the great leader. Qaid e azam to asal to hamare nabi tha, qaid e azam. So this is, aur aajkal jo hai na ye leadership ke upar bahut charcha hai, iske upar kitabe likha hum logon ne likha hai, there are different kitabs. اور اس کی ایک وجہ یہ ہے کہ اس کے اوپر اتنا چرچا ہے کہ جو ہے نا اس کی کمی محسوس ہوتی ہے. کوئی اچھا لیڈر نہیں ملتا, نہ تو ملک کے کوئی لیڈر ہے, نہ کوئی سیاسی طور پر کوئی خاص اچھے لیڈر ہے, نہ سماج میں, نہ تو ہر چیز میں. اور ہر ایک جو ہے نا یہ لیڈری کا ہونا یہ صرف سیاست کے ساتھ ملحق نہیں ہے, ہر ایک اپنے طور پر لیڈر ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرماتے الرجال قوامون علی النساء, آپ اپنے گھر میں حاکم ہیں, اپنے بیوی کے اوپر حاکم, اپنے بچوں کے اوپر حاکم, اپنے گھر کے اوپر حاکم. تو یہ لیڈر ہونا یہ ایک ذمہ داری ہے, اور ہر ایک کے اوپر جو ہے نا کوئی نہ کوئی لیڈری کا جو ہے وہ Honor to you. Now, today when we talk about leadership, as I said, leadership is not to be tied to an organizational position. Everyone is a leader in his own right. And there's been many books written on leadership. Today, leadership books is one of the greatest books that are read. You know, they said recently there was a survey, 90,000 books have been written on leadership. Nowhere has our kitab hai. Leader ke upar, no, logon ne likha hai. Presently on Amazon, we all know Amazon is where the online shopping, right? There are 60,000 books on leadership on Amazon. 60,000 books. Hamare yahan bhi ulama ne uske upar kitabe likhi hai. Aur khususi taur par Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, Ibn Khaldun rahmatullah alayh, and recently there have been written beautiful books on the leadership qualities of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something that, you know, we have to keep in mind. And one of the other aspect with regard to leadership, they say, there's an English saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's a very famous thing. Koi aisi cheez nahi hai jo logon ko barbaad karta hai jaise leader aur kaayik banna. Wo aadmi ko corrupt bana leta hai. You know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely power. Absolutely. There is something about power that affects human conditions more than anything else. Power placed upon a weak person, he brings that person to corruption, and there is no shortage of weak and corrupt people in this world, in our community, in our society, in our country, in the world, who are seeking power and leadership for the wrong reasons and making a mockery of it. And not only making a mockery of it, they are leading the world to great corruption. إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَزِرِ السَّاعَةِ. Nabi Karim ﷺ had said, when power and authority and influence is given to people who are not worthy of it, then wait for the day of Qiyamah. جب لیدری ایسے لوگوں کو مل جائے جو اس کے اہل نہ ہو تو یہ قیامت کی ایک نشانی میں سے ایک نشانی ہے. Now, what do we talk about, you know, leadership? There was a survey that was done by a very famous company known by as Kausas and Posner. Kausas and Posner are a company that did a survey. And they asked 75,000 people that what is the greatest quality, or what is the greatest quality a leader must have? To a company ne uske upar jaiza liya, 75,000 logon ka in 6 continents unhone sawal kiya ke leader ka sabse aham sifat kya hona chahiye. So majority of the people who were surveyed, 75,000 people, they said the most important quality of a leader is honesty and integrity. Subhanallah. Amanatdari. Leader ke liye sabse aham sifat ye hai ki usme amanatdari hona chahiye. To main ye kehta hu ki aap bhi agar, you know, if you are a khawan, if you are a husband, the first thing you must be, the people of the house must be able to trust you. The wife must be able to trust you. Now whether they trust you or not is a different matter. But this is the most important quality of leadership, to be one of honesty and integrity. تو اس میں یہ کہا ہے کہ سب سے اہم صفت لیڈری کے لیے یہ ہے کہ امانت داری. قربان ہو جاؤ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر. May we be sacrificed upon our beloved نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That the greatest quality, the greatest aspect of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's leadership was, he was a man of honesty and integrity. Even before Nabuwat, even before prophethood, everyone knew نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as a person of honesty and integrity. Never ever spoke a lie. Never ever went against integrity. Subhanallah. And this is very important. Someone has very beautifully said, understand what I'm saying. If you don't trust the messenger, you won't have confidence in the message. Agar aapne peghambar ke upar aitmad nahi kiya, to pegham ke upar aap aitmad nahi karoge. If you don't trust the messenger, if you are a messenger of deen and people don't trust you, then the message you are giving people won't trust. That is why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah, وَأَنذِرَ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, go and warn the people and give them the da'wat of Islam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do? He went on the Mount of Safa and he raised the white flag. The white flag was very important news I'm going to give. Right? Aajkal ke zamane mein, white flag, breaking news. Breaking news. People must come and listen. So everyone came. To Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne sabse pehle sawal kiya kya. If I tell you that there is an army behind this particular mountain, behind Mount Safa, will you listen to me? Will you believe in me? Main agar aapko kaho ke jo hai na, is pahar ke piche ek fauj hai, kya aap mero manoge ya nahi? To everyone said, that whenever you spoke, you always spoke the truth. You never ever spoke a lie. If you were to tell us that there is an army behind the mountain, we will listen to you. Kaha aapne kabhi jhoot nahi bola. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam established his credential as a person of honesty and integrity, jab Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sabke samne ye rakha aur is musbat taur par ye dikhaya ke main sahib amanatdari hu, amanatdari mein hum, phir Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne daawat di. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave daawat. Ulama have said, if you want to give daawat as a leader, you must be honest and a person of integrity and trustworthiness. Then only you can be a leader. Then people will listen to you. Then people will have etimad and confidence in you. Subhanallah. What an amazing thing. There are so many beautiful examples of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was coming to meet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke liye, wo milne ke liye aa raha tha Madina Munawwara. Abu Jahal mile the. Aur Abu Jahal Badr ke liye ja raha tha. He was going to the Battle of Badr. And on that particular, he said, where are you going? I'm going Medina. He said, if you're going, they are coming to fight with us. They're coming to a battle. You must not partake in that battle. Main aapko jaane dunga. Lekin aap jo hai na, is jihad mein, is marika mein, aap hissa nahi le sakta. To Abu Jahal made him say that he won't take part in the battle. Wo aaye Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se milne ke liye. And he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Jahal met me. And he told me, I must not take part in this battle. In Badr, the people were only 313. They needed men. They needed resources. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you gave your word. Don't take part in the battle. Aapne apne zaban diye. Aap Badr mein sharik nahi honge. This is how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us honesty and integrity. The second most important aspect with regard to, you know, leadership, there are many qualities. One of the greatest qualities of leadership is servant leadership. And what is servant leadership? Servant leadership is where a person doesn't look at his own benefit. He doesn't look at the benefit. He looks at the benefit of the people whom he's serving. Aajkal iska fukdan hai. No one is there among them who serve and who become leaders to serve people. But servant leadership is a leadership philosophy that the leader puts the benefit of the people right in front. And he doesn't worry about his own interests. He doesn't worry about his own nepotism, but he looks at the benefit of the people, where the main goal of the leader is to serve the people. The servant leadership is a servant first, a natural feeling that he wants to serve. That is a servant leadership. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has so beautifully identified this by saying, Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum, the leader of a nation is a servant of the nation. Or leader ke liye ek aham sifat ye hai ke leader apne mafad ke liye leader hi nahi karta lekin logo ke mafad ke liye aur logo ki khidmat ke liye wo leader hi karta hai. Main chahta hu ke main leader ban jao, na ye hai ke hamare mafad ho, lekin ye hai ke jinne logo ki khidmat ho jaye. This is something that you hardly find, but may we be sacrificed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the one who was a leader who put the affairs and he put the benefit and he was there to serve the people. Urdu shayr ne kya ajeeb baat kahi, salam us par jisne bekaso ki dastagiri ki, salam us par jisne badshahi mein faqiri ki. Subhanallah. Salam be upon the prophet who helped the people, who helped the people who are in need. Salam us par jisne badshahi mein faqiri ki. He was a leader of the people. He was the greatest human being Allah Ta'ala created. Salam uspar jisse badshahi. He had whatever he wanted, he could have got. But in that particular aspect of leadership and being the king and the ruler of people, he adopted humility. He adopted poverty. This was our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The leaders of the people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he's a servant of the nation. A leader is a person who is always a leader when he remains a servant. Leader ab us waqt ban gaya ki aap jo hai na logon ke khayal rakhe, logon ki khidmat kare. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the choice. Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam the choice to be a prophet of kingdom and a prophet of a servant prophet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given ki ya aap aise nabi ban jaye ke jo hai na wo badshahat wali nabuwat jaise Sulaiman alaihi salatu wasallam, lekin aap aisa nabuwat ye jisme aap logon ki khidmat kar rahe ho. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne chuna aise nabuwat jisme logon ki khidmat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offered by Allah Ta'ala to turn the mountains around Makkah into gold, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, don't give me mountains of gold. I want to be hungry one day, I want to be, you know, hungry one day, I want to be fed one day. So when I eat food, I make shukr. When I don't have food, I make sabr. This is what our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today you find the leaders of the world, they are filling their pockets, they are in comfort, they are in luxury, they are in safety and security, no matter what happens to the people of the world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam aisa leader nahi tha. Jab bhi koi mushkil aaye, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam logon ke saath rahe. In Shu'ab ibn Abi Talib, 3 years there was boycott of the people of Bani Hashim. 3 years. They didn't have enough food to eat. They were on the verge of starvation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aisa nahi kiya ke jo bahar jaakar apne mafad ke liye aur khana khaya. Nahi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam unke saath rahe. He bared the pangs of hunger. He was in the forefront with regard to the pangs of hunger. So much so that one person came one day to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he took out his kurta and he said, Ya Rasulullah, because of pangs of hunger, we can't bear the pangs of hunger. I have tied a stone on my stomach. That when you tie the stone on the stomach, it brings about some relief for the hunger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted up his kurta and there were 2 stones tied to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's stomach to, you know, bring relief to the pangs of hunger. Subhanallah. Ye the hamare Nabi. When Masjid al-Nabawi was being built, when Masjid al-Nabawi was being built, today Alhamdulillah we see, we just order, we just give donation, and we don't get involved with regard to the masajid. That time it wasn't like that. There was no construction company, there was no architect, there was no quantity surveyor. Jo bhi karte the masjid banwane ke liye, log khud karte the. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carrying bricks on his shoulder on for the Masjid al-Nabawi. Then the Sahaba, when they saw this, what did they say? Allahumma la khayra illa khayrul akhirah. Farhamil ansara wal muhajira. La'in qa'adana wal nabiyu ya'mal. Ladaka minnal amalul mudallal. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, the ansar. There is no benefit. And there is goodness, no goodness but the goodness of the year after. Have mercy upon the ansar. Have mercy upon the muhajir. When are we going to sit? Hum bait kar aise tamasha dekhe. Jab humare nabi mazduri kar raha hai. لَذَاكَ مِنَّ الْعَمَلُ الْمُضَلَّلِ. If we do so, we have done something that is very wrong. We are misplaced and we are misinformed if we do something like that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the forefront with regard to leadership. May Allah Ta'ala give us such leaders. I don't know when we will see such leaders. Maybe inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bring about that day. Another aspect with regard to leadership is to know about the affairs and know about the halat and the situation and the challenges of people. Jab tak aap logon ke khadshat ko aur logon ke bare mein aapko pata nahi hoga aur unki zaruriyat ke bare mein aur unke khadshat ke bare mein aur unke mushkilat ke bare mein, aap leader ban nahi sakte. Until you do not know what it is a situation, you will never be able to be a leader until you know the situation of the people. May we be sacrificed. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the forefront. He knew everything with regard to people. He took an interest about even ordinary people. There was a black woman, Abyssinian slave, who used to clean the Masjid al-Nabawi. She used to be a clean, she used to, you know, clean the Masjid al-Nabawi. So she became sick. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people, if something happens to her, tell me. Ek jo hai na mazdoor Abyssinia se, Habsha se, wo masjid ko saaf kar rahi thi, aurat, to bimar ho gayi. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne sahaba se kaha ki agar unko kuch ho jaye to mujhe bata dena. So she passed away after Isha. To logon ne kaha ki jo hai Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko kaise takleef denge, Where are we going to give taklif to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They went to bury her without telling Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the next day came to know about it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry. Didn't I tell you? Kya maine aapko nahi kaha tha ki agar unko kuch ho jaye mujhe bata dena? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bazate khud himself went to that particular qabr and he went to make dua for her and he went to sit with the family. This is a leader. He knows about the people. He takes care about the people. Even people who are ordinary. Today, never mind leaders. We ordinary people can't do that. This was a quality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a leader. And last thing I will give, make mention, there are so many things. There's a recent book that a person wrote, you know, he wrote from London and someone sent it to me all the way. He sent it to me by post and he said, Manara, you will enjoy this book. So he wrote 11 qualities of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a leader. And one of them was influence. Huh? One of the qualities of Asr-ul-Rusukh. Logon ko upar Asr-ul-Rusukh. He is influential. In fact, Ibn Khaldun Rahmatullah Ali, when he writes about leadership, he says, I have read 100 books on leadership. I have read a lot on leadership. To me, one of the greatest quality of a leader, he is influential. Huh? He can be able to influence people. He can make people change their lives. That is a leader. A leader is he who can make people change their life. Even people who are enemies, he makes them into friends. Jo dushman hai, unko bhi jo hai na wo sahaba bana lete hai. Unko bhi jo hai na muhabbat wale bana lete hai. Ye hai jo hai na leadership. This is qaid, ye hai ek rehnuma. Aur isi kisse ke aur kissa ke upar main khatam karta hu. Abu Mahzura was a young sahabi. He was 17, 18, you know, after the conquering of Makkah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal to give the azan in Makkah Mukarramah, in Baytullah. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to give the azan, now youngsters, people who have never been Muslims, the conquering army came, they are the conquerors, so now you know you're trying to show something against the people who have conquered you. Abu Mazura started making fun of the azan. He started reading the azan in a funny manner. Unhone azan ka mazak uraya. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dekh rahe the. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it. After a while, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to all of those youngsters. They were making fun of the azan and they were making a mockery of the azan. Hamare yahan koi agar koi azan ke mazak uraye to hum uske upar jihad karenge. We will make jihad against him. We can't make jihad anywhere else jahan pe karna hai, lekin yahan pe agar hum karenge. But what did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kisne ye jo hai mazak uraya? Who made this and sing this azan in a funny way? To sabne mujhe bataya ke ye jo hai na ye leader tha. He was the one who was in the forefront. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Abu Mahzura ko bulaya ke aap azan do. Read. To ne kaha mujhe nahi aata. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him word by word. Taught him word by word. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on his forehead. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on his face. To wo keh rahe the ke before this I hated Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sabse zyada adawat mere dil mein Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke tha. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam aise pesh aaye to uske baad sabse zyada mehboob aadmi is duniya mein Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke siwa aur koi nahi tha. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam unse unhone kya darkhast ki? What did he tell Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? O Prophet of Almighty Allah, make me the muazzin of Baytullah. Mujhe Baytullah ka muazzin banao. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Fatah Makkah made him the muazzin of Kaaba and Baytullah. Who? The one who made a mockery of the azan. He became muazzin. Yeah, literally. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding and putting these type of aspects into our life that we can change people, we can influence people. We can also be amongst those who in our own circle of influence we can influence and we can be leaders in the true sense of the word. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.